The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Instantly appealing music. That's called Shadow from my next guests who joined me in studio. They've had a jam-packed few years. Back in 2021, they were college students in the University of Limerick, playing music more or less as a hobby on the side. Since then, they've toured across Ireland and the UK. They've supported acts like Bruce Springsteen and Snow Patrol. They played the musician's mecca that is Glastonbury, and they've released a live performance album. And I'm delighted to be joined in studio by the three of them. Edmund Keogh, who's known as Eddie, to everybody. Owen McGrath, who's known as Magoo, to everybody. And Owen Fitzgibbon, who's known as Fitz, to everybody. So I'll keep the to the shorthand, if you don't mind. That's how you're known.
Absolutely. Cheers,
let's bye. Go back in time. You're all in UL studying...
electronic engineering.
All three of you?
All of us, yeah.
So you're all in the same labs and studying with each other. Are we all living in the same house?
Myself and Eddie lived in the same house, so Fitz, yeah.
Fitz and Eddie living in the same house.
Magoo lived down the road, just a little bit, yeah. And we were in the same labs if we attended college. So that wasn't always...
the odd time we showed up.
Now, were you playing music together as a trio, or were the two living in the same house playing music together?
I think as a social thing throughout college, we were all, like, socially... playing music and maybe a small bit of drinking, and then
a small bit of drinking.
Let's not tell lies here.
It's a bit early for that.
A small bit of drinking. Okay, yeah, we'll take that as read. So, were you performing in college? Like, did you have an audience? Did you have a kind of a fan base?
During college, I don't think we had. We weren't really Kingfisher until COVID hit, but we were all playing music, had our own solo projects. I play a lot of traditional music, and Eddie was in a band. And we were all writing music individually, and then COVID gave us the opportunity to, you know.
So who were the writers initially? Eddie, were you?
Yeah, I'd say I'd probably do the most work on the lyrics and stuff. But I mean, it's an evolving process. All this. Yeah. There's no real hard borders or hard rules. Like.
But the story goes, whether this is true or not, that that yourself and Fitz were kind of collaborating and writing a song, and then thought, this needs something else. Do you remember that fella who plays the banjo? Magoo, is that his name, from Tipperary? Oh, yeah. Let's find him.
Yeah, that's essentially exactly how it
that's went. Exactly. Yeah, now the sound you have created, it's quite uniquely your own, I think, because that driving banjo that you use propels the music along, which we heard there in Shadow. But there are echoes going back to maybe the 60s and 70s and bands like Fairport Convention and that who took folk music and traditional music and gave it a twist.
Yeah, I think like current folk and current trad in Ireland is in such an interesting place from like perspective of Mary Wallopers and all that crack.
Yeah.
I think it's so in vogue now to bring some of that kind of Irishness to the whole thing, especially even culturally across the world. Like, to be Irish right now, I think, is so in vogue. So we're very, very lucky to be able to kind of ride the wave, as you'd say.
So you have three lads doing master's degrees in electronic engineering in UL, and the real world beckons. Graduation and a job. What did you take up jobs?
Very, very briefly.
Very briefly.
I don't even think my job could qualify as a job. I think I just went, you know, doing the bare minimum for a few months while we tried to make it work. And then,
but did you work as an engineer?
Yeah.
Not as a barista?
No. Technically an engineer. I think the two boys had proper engineering jobs. I worked in like a panel shop, just like drilling holes and...
Okay.
There was a bit of engineering.
There was a little bit of engineering.
We knew what we wanted to do.
Practical engineering.
Yeah. It was a means to an end, essentially.
What were you doing then as a job?
As a job, I was selling fire dampeners, which are basically, if you want to come out, here's an unbelievable, a very exciting bit of a backstory. If you want to, if you want to close off a sister or a room in a building or whatever, it does hospitals and stuff. It was the most boring possible job you could have. So, but paid the bills at the time, which was great. Yeah.
And what about you, Magoo?
I was a junior automation engineer for an American...
Well, that sounds posh.
It's very posh.
Yeah, he had the most serious job.
It was an American company that just had moved into Ireland. They were building a factory out in Raheen for Eli Lilly. And I remember, like, very bluntly sending a resignation email, and I was like, I can't explain this. I'm not telling you where I'm going, what I'm doing. Mm. And then my bosses turned up to one of the gigs, and they were like, yeah, no, that's okay. You made the right choice. But if you ever want to come back...
So that's okay. You were an imposter as an automation
100%.
Engineer. Okay, yeah. So you're beginning to gig, and how did it accelerate and escalate from there? Because it has been quite remarkable in a couple of years.
It was a bit crazy. It was kind of like it all started with the first song, I guess. So like, yeah, we did, I think, one or two gigs with our friends who had a band in Limerick. And we were kind of chatting. We had a song recorded and we wanted to release it. And when we did release it, like, we ended up out of nowhere on these Spotify playlists that we had no right being on, and we had no idea what was going on. We were getting calls left, right and centre. I think it accelerated there as a start. And then that was like April 2022. And then I think in like September 2022, we released a second song. And I think from there, just took another jump. And by December, we had quit jobs. And
so basically, it was a digital acceleration through Spotify. And I presume you were on TikTok and all that.
Yeah, we're not very good at TikTok, but Spotify definitely. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Well, I'm happy to admit it. We're not playing around at all.
Yeah. Now, then you end up supporting some big names. How did that come about? I mean, do you have a manager who's knocking on all the doors, or did they come knocking on yours?
I don't know how any of this stuff kind of comes about. I think sometimes it can be a manager or an agent, or sometimes it can just be like luck of the draw. I guess somebody hears something they like. I know usually what happens is like the agent or the promoter, whoever runs the gigs, will find like 10 artists and present them in front of the guy who's headlining it, or whoever's headlining the gig, and be like, pick who you like. So I guess we were lucky enough just to get...
You see, there's a problem with that, because whenever you're picking someone to support you, you don't want them to be better than you.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Maybe I remember...
maybe we were down the bottom of that.
I remember Brian Kennedy was picked to warm up, I think, for Paul McCartney in the RDS one time. And the sound engineers turned the volume down, so he couldn't command the whole arena at all. As soon as Paul came on, they jacked it. Yeah. Or maybe it was the Eagles. I forget, but it was Brian. Yeah. I remember as the warm-up act.
Yeah,
and they just didn't give him the sound break that he needed.
Yeah,
I deserved it. Right. Yeah.
So when you go on and you're warming up for somebody, you blow the room away.
Yeah, we've got a sound engineer who never turned the volume down.
No,
never.
He wouldn't dare.
No.
So who did you gig with then?
We've done some, like, it's all bucket list stuff. Like, so you had Snow Patrol last week or the week before in Thomond Park, and we supported them as well in Luxembourg, which was again crazy. And then moving backwards, then we've had like George Ezra. We were on his Irish and UK tour. Yeah. This is very name droppy, but anyway,
that's the answer to the question,
I suppose. Yeah, but yeah, so we supported Dermot Kennedy for a couple of his dates, which we were just absolutely blown away by as well. And we had obviously Bruce was insane.
Glastonbury, then, does it live up to the hype?
I didn't think it would, but I'm going to be honest, there's a bit of magic in the ground somewhere. It's 250,000 people in a space. I think it's the most densely populated place on the planet at the time it's on. So just even to walk into the place, it's magic. Absolutely spectacular.
Crazy.
Like.
True magic, yeah.
All right, now you have a live album out. You are going to the studio, I presume, to do a studio album sooner or later.
It's coming.
Sooner or later. The plans. Yeah. I guess we got going so quickly. It was like we're still figuring out who the hell we are and what the hell we're doing. So it's like trying to get that, like, what we want our debut album to be. We're just figuring it out. But we're quite close, I think.
But you've got something we're going to play now. And it's extraordinary. Go Loud, it's called. And it actually, this is the brand that we use for all our podcasts and our radio stations.
Could be a deal to be made there.
Okay. Well, in this one, your vocal, you're kind of channeling your inner Finbar Fury, I think, Eddie.
Could be. There's a bit of it in there somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, Kingfisher, made up of Eddie and Magoo and Fitz. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.